Hello. Welcome na naman sa bagay edition ng The Podcast. I'm your host, Pat's Mother. So today, is a Holy Week. So, I take this opportunity na mag-record ngayon since marami akong free time ngayon. Although next week is most likely ay midterm week ko. But you know, screw that. I will let future Pat's take that problem. Kaya na rin siya. Malaki siya. Anyway, I take this opportunity na mag-record na yun since I have much free time. I kind of planned this on my mind na, next week, wala masyadong klase, so why did not record for this? Sorry, medyo isipon ako. Anyway, so as per usual, wala na tayo. Kamustahan mo na tayo. How are you today? Hopefully, you're doing well. And if you're not doing well, hopefully, eventually, will pass. Or even though it won't pass, you know, andito pa rin naman ako. Pwede ka naman makinig sa mga future episodes, mga past episodes ko dito. You want? Siyempre, yun lang naman for attention. Kasi na po, listening to distract you from the reality na kinakarap natin. I reality sucks. Ito nga nito. But anyway, yun lang for this kamustahan. For me, I'm doing fine type medyo sinisipin ako ngayon. I still hate na may talaga ako kasi God, this freaking mucus na that's too much information to receive. And, you know, just a shitty feeling na kapag magkipin ka at hindi ka makahinga na maayos. So, parang mas naging conscious ka sa boses mo kasi, damn, dude, yung boses mo mas boses pala ka or anything like that, you know. So, and tapos may susun ka pag ganun pa. Screw that. But you know, we're not here to talk about my freaking sickness, you know. We're here to talk about something the case na sobrang interested lang ako. And I'm sure na magiging interesting din sa inyo. So, this one is about the pambansang photobomber, which is the Torre de Manila. You know that, guys, the Torre de Manila, a pambansang photobomber. So, it has a shared criticism talaga, negative criticism kalimitan na yung DMCI or yung company na nagpagawa or nagmamanage ng Torre de Manila ay nakasecure at nakapag-build ng Torre sa likod ng luneta. And we all know that parang at the same sentiment, we are on the same page na the Torre de Manila is a truly an eyesore sa view ng nakalakhang mong luneta. Kumbaga, kapunta ng luneta, makita mo yung data ni Rizal. Tapos sa likod, makita mo yung medyo mas malaking data ni Lapu-Lapu. Nothing more. Other than doon sa dalawang buildings na mas hindi naman siya natin sa eyesore when it comes to luneta. So, curious bakit andun pa rin yung Torre de Manila despite of its petitions and lost criticism about it. So let's talk about Extra Personal versus the MCI Homes Corporation. So this case baga sa umpisa pa lang kung mapapasa mo itong case, it is kind of eye-catching unlike sa usual mo full text ng mga cases. Baga, this decision, it opens with the quote from Rizal. Baga, this is one of his dying or last wish. So, here, ito yung quote ni Rizal. So, bury me in the ground, place a stone and a cross over it. My name, the date of my birth, and of my death. nothing more. If you wish to, if you later wish to surround me, surround my grave at the fence, you may do so. No anniversary. I prefer pang bundok. O siya, Rizal. So, here, kumbaga, nakita mo yung dying wish ni Rizal. So, let's talk about dun sa no anniversary. And we all know this wish itself, like, blatantly disregard this since may Rizal Day tayo. So, you may know si Rizal kahit medyo may pagkababayaro siya. He's a humble person. He doesn't want this kind of vain glory. He doesn't want this kind of reputation na parang sa siyang bayan. He just do it parang, you know, just yes, it's the he compelled na compelled na gawin niya yun. Kasi nakita niya siya kasi nakahit. Although, you know, we, you know, mag, this no anniversary thing, we disregard this. Because, you know, Philippines like to break his promises. You know why? Because he's a goat. What? He's a goat. I said goat. Yeah. What's the goat? Hindi yung lehe goat. But, you know, abbreviation goat. The greatest of all time. I'm not saying na sobrang great niya talaga, but you know, in terms of history, he has this white disregard na siya yung he always regarded him as the national hero of our country, or of our country. Although wala naman talagang patas or declaration na galing sa gobyernat na nagsabi na. But kumbaga, the Filipino person na people of the Philippines rather, sovereign people regarded Jose Rizal as the pambansang bayani na kumbaga laukap kumbaga ayun na yung na people's speech for itself na si Rizal ay sobrang malaki yung kanyang impact talaga sa to the point sa as to the point na we regarded him as the national hero of our country. So ayun lang. Kinda funny na yung no anniversary ay na break natin yung kanyang so, but anyway, let's go to the case. So bibigyan ko lang sa inyo yung pinakasummary ng case and hindi ko naman sabihin yung whether or not yun. So mga 2011 si DMCI may balak silang gumawa ng pore yung Torre de Manila na tapit sa Adamson at sa dating halay ano, Hay Alay which is one of our historic ano rin siya eh peace din siya pero ngayon parang may hindi na disregard din siya. So anyway, so si DMCI masyado siya yung placement niya sa Meneta ay may 200 at least 2 kilometers away siya dun sa Meneta. So after that, syempre si DMCI sinecure niya yung mga permits na kayo in order na gawin yung naka ito. So na-prove naman ito ang City of Manila noong 2000, noong July 2005. Then syempre si sa Manila, humingi siya ng permission sa hindi naman ang permission but rather most likely an advisory dun sa National Historical Commission of the Philippines. So National Historical Commission, ito bang mangyayaring paggawa ng kapito ng Torre de Manila ay makakapekto ba sa nakaka-apekto ba sa brevity or brevity sa reputation or sa view ng legal ng Meneta. So kumaga yung National Historical Commission say no, not really, as long as di mo siya nasasagasaan yung Meneta per se, yung pinakalupa ng Meneta. And we all good for that. So, yeah. So si yun pa yung ano, si Alfred, si Alfredo Lim, rest his soul, siya pa yung nag-accept nitong paggawa ng Tori de Manila. And we all know na kahit kay Erap, pinagpatuloy pa rin niya yung ano, pinagpatuloy pa rin niya yung pagpagawa ng Tori de Manila. Which, magtataka kayo, bakit yung National Historical Commission itself, which is kilala na governing body or authority when it comes to, sorry, governing body na napapangasigwan ng mga historical positions or mga historical piece sa Pilipinas, ay okay sana. So yun, parang sinabi niya, wala namang, ano, wala namang batas na papabawal account na. So, let's do it, sige. But you know, Knights of Rizal argue this stuff. So, the Knights of Rizal, isa siyang civic, patriotic, cultural, and non-partisan, non-profit organization, which, siyempre, they are the Knights of Rizal, kumbaga. Ito yung sinasabi nila, lagi niya, yung cultural, which is not really. Kumbaga, they really, they just see the importance of Jose Rizal. Hindi naman siya talaga yung hook talaga, yung contrary to the popular belief nila. Most likely, sila, parang alam nila yun, parang let's just say, para siyang in a nutshell, hindi siya fraternity, parang brotherhood, siguro ganun. But focuses on, you know, Rizal, the importance of Rizal, kumbaga ganun. So, syempre, they argue na, this Tori de Manila, it is the sore thumb of all buildings within the radius 2 kilometers and will forever ruin the sight line of Rizal Monument in Moneta Park. So, Tori de Manila would loom at bat and overshadow the entire monument, whether up close or viewed from a distance. Which is true naman, totoo naman na, nakikita nyo rin naman yan. So, they also say that, you know, what the Luneta and the Rizal Monument itself is a national treasure, therefore, it must have the full protection of the law. I think they also cited here yung Manila Prince Hotel versus GSIS, which ibang kaso siya, pero ang pinaka TLDR doon na ang Manila Hotel ay National Historic Piece, therefore yung ownership niya ay dapat sa Pilipino lang, sa foreign. Ayun lang yun. So, ayun. But, you know, sinabi na ni CMI, wala namang, ano, sinabi niya, they argue na, no, wala namang batas talaga na nagpapabawal na bawal kami mag, ano, mag gawa ng building sa likod ng Luneta. So, we have the freedom to do it. So, kapag walang batas na gano'n na nagbabawal, let's assume na yun ay lawful. Provided na hindi siya contrary sa public policy, morals, and customs. Ayun. So, yun na. Ang pinaka-issue lang naman kasi dito can be ang pinaka-bagayin na natin, legal ba na maayos or mag-build ng building sa likod ng Luneta. So let's have a short break muna. I need to do something. And I mean that I have to. Let's have a bit muna. Ang hirap ako miss. Sorry guys. I have to leave it in the loop para may factor to it. Although alam nila may nangyari dito daw. But, yeah. That's a very short break and we will be right back. Right guys, at the podcast. So, sorry again sa pag-interrupt nung podcast. I have to clear something up. Anyway, so let's go to the case again. So to sum up, 2011, napagawa si DMCI ng Cordia Manila. 2012, naproba ng City of Manila and National Historical Commission of the Philippines. And this pagpagagawa ng Cordia Manila is assailed by the Knights of Rizal, which is the organization na most likely ang pinaka ginagawa nila is nga to celebrate the importance of Jose Rizal's life and works. So wala pala, I have one thing na gustong i-point out dito. Alala ko dito may isang quote dito na sinabi sinabi yung isa sa taga City of Manila. So let's read about it. So so the city legal officer Renato G. De La Cruz think that there is no legal justification for the temporary suspension of the building permit issued in favor of the DMCI, since the construction lies outside the Luneta Park and simply too far to be a repulsive construction in or have an objectionable effect on the artistic and historical significance of Rizal Manila. Ironically, this quote na sinabi ni legal officer De La Cruz, it's no gravity. And it is, let's face it, guys, you know, dito rin di Manila is repulsive destruction naman pala siya. But anyway, let's go to the, come on, you know, that quote does not end well. May age well, kumbaga. End well, age well, kumbaga. So, kumbaga yung court, they resolve this issue na wala naman talagang batas na prohibit sa paggawa ng Cordia de Manila. So, yun nga, they cited the Meralco versus Public Service Commission that what not expressly or impliedly prohibited by law may not be done except if the act is contrary to morals, customs, and public order. So, yun nga, kumbaga, wala naman talagang batas na expressly or impliedly na nagsisira or nagsasabi na bawal talaga na magpatayo ng mga building sa likod ng monumento, historical monument. Case on point, di lang naman yung Rizal Monument. Yung monumento sa Bonifacio, sa monumento ni Andres Bonifacio, sa, no, monumento sa bansang, sa Caloocan, yun. Diba, yung monumento, makita mo yung statue or yung monument ni Andres Bonifacio doon. And may mga buildings naman na nakagawa doon, kumbaga, that to deserve a lot of credit. Kung gagawin nila itong president na or ruling na that yung rights of truth yung Cordia de Manila ay dapat ipatara or dapat sirain, dapat ganun din yung magiging possible president or magiging possible ruling kapag kapag tawag dito na-proba nila yung Mandamus kasi Mandamus petition to it. So yun, pangalawa, they stated that yun nga yung legal basis na binigay ng Knights of Rizal, which is the Venice Convention in sa mere guidelines lang yun. So it is not a treaty, search mo na natin yan. So Venice Charter does not constitute any legal basis. And yung policies ni National Historical Commission of the Philippines, which, by the way, nag-side siya dun sa Cordia de Manila na wala namang nagbabawal, diba? Kumbaga, si Nice of Rizal, they say that, nga, may declaration of policy dito si National Historical Commission at meron din si Venice Charter. So, ito yung mga legal basis namin na nagsasabi na itong paggagawa ng Tory ni Manila ay illegal. So, the court says that yun nga, yung declaration of National Historical Commission and Venice Charter in for cases of the ancient monuments, sites, or historical pieces, they are not a legal basis. Wala silang force, mga legal binding force na parang ang Venice Charter is not a treaty. Since ang treaties, international treaties, they have the force or binding force ng batas. Therefore, we take that as a legal basis at dapat sundin natin siya as a batas. Ganun din na, pero dito sa case na to, they say na yung Venice Charter is just a guiding principle, kumbaga guidelines lang siya for preservation and restoration of monuments, sites, and buildings. It does not necessarily means na yung charter na yun ay may binding force ng batas wala. And they do not appreciate the Venice Charter as the legal basis for this. And yun nga, kumbaga, they base that, wala naman talagang nagpapabawal na magpagtayo ng patayo na building sa kahit anong historical building. So, mga yun. And lastly, they do this one because, si Rizal itself, si Rizal mismo, ayaw niya na, as respect dun kay Rizal, ayaw, mga si Rizal kasi, ayaw niya rin ng vain glory. Doesn't want any, a lot of traction or of attention about it. But we cannot, as a Filipino person, not ng mga tao, we have a high regard to Rizal. But parang sinasabi na, itong, pagpapagtayo, parang medyo ano na rin siya. It's just a pagbibigay galang din sa, pagbibigay respeto sa kamustuhan din ni Rizal. Although, yun nga, we blatantly disregard yung kanyang wish na dapat walang anniversary, na dapat yung kanyang tombstone ay somewhere sa pakampundok, pero we binyarid natin siya somewhere sa Paco Park, which is a historical place din. Pero yun nga, since wala namang batas na mababawal sa pag-build ng Tornia Manila, as per respect na rin sa kagustuhan ng Rizal na higher ng much respectation. Parang, they just let it happen. Mga, huwag natin siyang i-regard as a hero itself. Pero gusto rin niya na makita natin na siya ay tao lang din naman. Yung simpleng mamamaya ng tao na nakikita na niya na may kakailangan ng may pagbabago ng mga sa Pilipinas. And, yun lang. So, kumbaga, ito lang yung pinaka-quote na gusto kong sabihin. So, before his death, Rizal wrote a letter to his family. By the way, nasa full text ko. I highly recommend na basahin ito para maintindihan niyo yung pinaka-gist ng batas or ng ruling. So, he asked for symbol down, marked with the cross, and stone with the only his name and date of his birth and death, no anniversary celebration, and to terminate at Pambon Block. Rizal never wanted his creed to be a burden to future generation. The letter never made it to his family, and his wish never carried out. But the letter was discovered many years later in 1953. So, kailan naman si Rizal? 1898? Diba? Kumbaga, it's about, mag-calculator lang ako. Mga, at least 50 years din, di ba? Nakapagkamatay din niya. Hindi lang natin na-discover itong sulat ni Rizal. So, mga 55 years, tama. So, 55 years, hindi lang natin nalaman itong wishes niya. So, by then, his remains never be income at Rizal Monument. Countless anniversary have been celebrated with memorials and monuments built throughout the world. So, Rizal's wish was unmistakable, to be buried without pomp and pageantry, to the point that it will reach oblivion or obscurity into the future. So, nga, for Rizal's life was never about fame or vainglory, but for the country he loved dearly and for what he did what most. So, nga, kumbaga, the Rizal Monument is expressly against Rizal's own wishes. That the Rizal Monument statue now stands facing west towards Manila Bay, with Rizal's back on the east, adds up to the point. If we continue to present orientation of Rizal's statue, and then with Rizal's facing west, we would like to let the Spanish captain to refuse to Rizal's wish to die facing to the rising sun of Egypt. On the other hand, if Rizal's statue was faced east, as Rizal desired that he was about to be shot, the background, the blue sky above Manila Bay, would forever be clear obstruction and weirdly forever would be grateful to Rizal's language. So yeah. I don't know what that is. Binasa ko na siya. Ayaw ni Rizal ng vainglory. Ayaw niya nung fame na. But you know, we as Filipino, we regarded him with this kind of pedestal na sobrang kinakahangalin natin. Do we blame ourselves na, I don't think so, because these are eye-openers talaga sa mga Filipino. And we cannot, and Rizal himself cannot say that otherwise. Sobrang laki rin ang impact niya sa Pilipinas na ang mga Pilipino ay nakaroon for the first time ng evolution na cohesive, not just several rebellions. Although that revolution was short-lived. But you know, after that, we still regard Rizal as one of the most important historical figures talaga. And, yun nga, just gunitay natin yung buhay at yung gusto niyang iparating sa Pilipino. Lagi na nagsasabi na ang kabataan ay ang pagbasa ng bayan. Wala namang nagsasabi talaga or na ipuprove na sinabi talaga may sa Pilipino. Although, we usually says that we usually imprint that to our mind na yung yun na lang. Yun na lang siguro yung kailangan nating how do I say this? Medyo frustrated ba ako ito? Kumbaga, ayun na lang yung bonitayan natin. Yung wishes ni Rizal sa future generation. Na kung kapataan ang pag-asin ba. Me, I am a part of youth. Maybe, maybe not. I'm 25 years old. I'm adult. But I have this mindset of a youthful mind. Siguro, as a part of the new generation, kailangan natin gumitain itong maging kinumukasan ng bayan. Na, yun na lang yung may bibigay natin na wish kay Rizal. Since we blatantly disregard his wish na dapat walang walang anniversary, na walang statwa, dapat he just want simple tomb, nothing more, nothing else. And wala naman batas na ng pagbabawal. Although, let's just face it, yung Torre de Manila ay short term of a view talaga. Given na yun. But, let's just respect Rizal's wish kasi po, ayaw rin niya na maging burden sa ating future generation. So, ayaw niya na mag-away-away pa tayo just because may building sa likod. He doesn't want that. He just want na ang mga, you know, youth, and the other generation, future generation, they will work together to develop our country. So that's the case of Knights of Rizal versus DMCI. Sadly, di namin ito na decide, but you know, sa PIL. But I still love this place. Kumbaga, gives us the perspective of isa na is a simple person. He wants something good, and he wants that our nation to develop. Nothing more, nothing less. Yun lang. And that's the next episode versus the MCIN. I hope na may natutunan tayo something. New perspective, rather. Sa new perspective kay Rizal. Anyway, that's it for the podcast episode. I don't know. Nakalimutan ko na. Pambansang photo bomber or Knights of Rizal, whatever. Ewan ko ano yung title ko rito. But, thank you sa pakikinig. Sorry sa sipon ko at sa persistent ko. I have really bad call today. Sana sa susunod na recording ay wala na. I'm still sakat. Outros. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.